Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Momo is over in the kitchen now.
I'm kind of excited for this. This is a really good bit
it's
from
Momo.
It's
certainly been built up like crazy.
Hey, Morales.
I ran into her in the hallway.
Oh, yeah?
And we did a preview of the swollen nuts that
she
brought in.
The nuts are so swollen.
They are very swollen.
I've never seen Momo so excited about a bit. She texted me a video last night at like 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got that too.
The soaking of the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good nut soak last night.
Do you feel weird over there, by the way? You're usually in where I'm sitting.
It's fine.
Yeah, you're in the big boy chair.
I'm just popping in.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
No, whatever chair I'm in is the big boy chair.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. It's like Air Force One is whatever plane the president's on.
Right, right. Hey, have we filled up pickleball yet?
Yeah, I think so.
It's all done?
But go ahead and go to the website, ESPNY.com. There might be one spot left or two.
Yeah, because I was going to read that thing. But
you can read it.
I'll read it. Pickleball Madness is coming up. March 23, Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park, Fountain Valley. If you want to get in, there may be a spot or two. Go to ESPNLA.com to sign off to sign up with your pickleball partner.
You're going to taste the milk, right?
I am. I'm definitely going to have some of that nut milk today. Because I hear it's great. Now, do you think that the regular stuff at the store, Almond Breeze, like which I get, is that going to taste not is Momo's nut milk going to taste better than Almond Breeze?
This is fresh nut milk. It is. And there's no preservatives, there's no chemicals. Anything that you buy in the store that could go bad is going to have a preservative in it.
And that's probably sweeter too, the one in the store. Like this one's going to be just straight from the nuts.
Yeah, straight from the nut. They probably add a little something to make it sweeter.
I'm sure they do. They add some kind of sweetener.
You got to add a little, you know, sprinkle of magic.
Yeah.
So she brought a date to put in there.
To make it sweeter. Momo brought a
Chris
date.
Chris Morales.
Whoa, easy now. Yeah. I'm just observing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sure on the Reddit page they're having a blast right now.
I don't know.
Have you seen it recently?
Since Bergman put himself on the air.
What
Can
would you
believe
do?
That?
No, Bergman didn't put himself on the
air. Oh, didn't he?
It was a group decision.
Oh, group,
see?
Group effort.
See,
okay.
Thank you. See? Okay, when it's with
see,
me,
you're
going
to create
push
narratives.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's what, you do.
What I said.
I love a good narrative. Who doesn't love a good narrative?
Then once
that's what we do
says
around
it's
here.
It's not true. You're like, okay, I back down.
No, he
I
was part
down.
Of the decision process, the group, right. To put himself on the radio.
Right, right.
But
yes.
There were still other people in the room.
Well, he's lucky that he's good on
see,
the radio.
Mace, while you want to create narratives,
yes.
This is about collaboration now here.
Really?
In a GKB Good Karma Brands world, we collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one person's decision. It's many people's decision.
Yeah, I found out.
Yes, you did.
All right, guys, enjoy the nut milk.
All right, thank you.
On that note.
Yeah. All right, so it's
nuts.
2 o'clock call of the daytime. Everybody's on the phone.
Is Job there?
He is.
We don't have to go to Job.
Yeah,
it's
no,
okay. Sorry,
our,
Job. You've been on three times
our
already.
Our frequent caller club. So everybody today, last night, it's just embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. There's no excuse for a lack of effort, ever. I don't care if you're not happy with the coach or you're not happy with the rotation or you're not happy with the roster. You know what? Lack of effort, inexcusable. It is unfair to every Lakers fan when you are out there listlessly sleepwalking.
And to a bad team. It's not like you're doing this against Boston. You're doing it against Milwaukee. You're doing it against a seven games below 500 Atlanta team.
Yep.
That you're trying to pull people from that team to go to your team.
Exactly. Let's see what people are thinking. Mike in Rosemead. Mike, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
What's up, Mike?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What is your thought? Yes, we're here.
Real quickly, here are my thoughts. Here are the problems with our Lakers. First problem, LeBron. Okay, he's quick. He's involved with the roster. Quick to press the eject button, and you forget all the young bucks that were traded off. Randall that was given out for free. Zubac that was traded for peanuts. That's one. Two, Ham. He's the problem, too, because he doesn't have this team in tip-top shape. They're not conditioned. They're not practicing hard enough. Lack of effort. You ain't practicing hard enough. You're babysitting these players, and you see it out there on the court. So they need to practice, and Ham needs to get them up and running. Kobe said, I'm practicing to exhaustion. These guys ain't not, and it shows on game day. Third thing, front office. They need to go. Pelinka, Rambis, his wife, Rambis' wife, they need to go. Why? They preferred drafting rookies that need development instead of drafting kids that are ready now. LeBron is about ready now.
Okay.
Not drafting kids that are going to be ready 2-3 days. So you got to get rid of them. Start all over. Lakers are a mess. We're a 500 team. Stop hiring rookie head coaches. We need championship mentality.
Okay. Mike, thank you. You know, I don't – he wants everybody gone. He wants LeBron,
yeah,
Pelinka.
That's not going to
happen. Front office, Ham, everybody. You know,
new team.
This – You might as well at that point. You're changing everything. That's not going to happen. I mean, what I want to talk about is realistically, can this season be saved? And what can they do to save it?
So I think there are things that we can save. And just for the let's get rid of this whole Randall D'Angelo from back in the day when they were 19, 20 years old.
And obviously, Ham wasn't – none of these guys were here.
None of those guys were there. And it all turned into winning a championship in 2020. I don't care how long the season was or if it is in the bubble. They won a championship because they did those moves.
Right.
It all made sense. Fine. Now we're in this situation here. And what's going on? Something is wrong. And you're right. Darvin Ham has been – a problem where to the point of we don't know about his rotations. We don't know how good he is in the locker room. Every report said he's really bad in the locker room. His rotations of guys like Rui Hachimura is not getting a lot of time.
Why is he not?
And why is Torian Prince getting all that run?
Yeah.
So this is my question to you, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one thing. I don't care. It can be anything. Okay. Tell me one thing that you think Darvin Ham does well.
I've got it.
What is it?
When he does a press conference. He speaks with great authority. If you've been in the presence of Darvin, he feels like a head coach. He's got the aura of a head coach.
What does that do on the court?
It's not panning out at all. Now, obviously, it's everything is off right now. Everything is going the wrong direction. And I think it's fair to suggest that Ham should go.
Yeah, because he's not, what he's doing on the floor is not doing anything that's helping the team win.
Well, and if you look at the attitude, and if you look at the body language, I mean, this team is not connected to Ham right now. They're not listening to Ham right now. They're not out there working their asses off. You know, you work your ass off when you like your coach. That's one of the things you do. And they are not working their asses off right
Momo
now.
Momo was talking about how LeBron had that big chase down block.
Yes,
Momo's still going. Had that big chase down block, and everybody walked up the floor, Atlanta got a dunk right afterwards.
Yep.
That is pure effort. That is just somebody having to run down the court and having LeBron's back. If the best player on your team is sprinting down to get a chase down block, everybody else should be following suit. And if they're not, a lot of that has to do with coaching to not have these guys built up and ready to go.
Well, I agree. I think also part of this is, you know, last year, Pelinka at the trade deadline just transformed the roster.
He got defense.
Multiple guys, right? I think sometimes guys in a new situation do work harder. If DeJounte Murray, my understanding is DeJounte Murray's not having a great year defensively, but he would if he was here because he's in a winning environment. I mean, I think that's why all bets are off. I've heard people say they won't trade Austin Reeves. If they can get better, I think they do trade Austin Reeves.
Everybody should be on the table that's not LeBron and AD. And by the way, DeJounte Murray being on this team with LeBron and AD is very different than Trae Young and Jalen Johnson.
Right.
Than, you know, the guys that are on that team. Sadiq Bey. It's
a
little bit different, the guys that you're talking about that you're playing with.
Yeah.
Playing with LeBron and AD means I have to play well, especially when you first get there. You have to prove yourself.
Let me get one more. Woody in Linwood, 209 call of the day. Woody, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon, ladies. First of all, I got to give a shout out to Janie Buss. I work with at-risk kids and youth in the inner city, and Janie has been supporting us for a lot of years. So, Mason, if you're going to take Janie's job, you have got to support the kids in the inner city.
Oh, trust me. Janie does an unbelievable job with the Lakers Foundation. And, Janie's a wonderful person.
Yes. I just want to say, Darvin Ham, you know, Coach Ham, he's trying to be one of the fellas with the players. You know, it is hard to coach like that because when it's time to get on their case, they won't receive it. It is hard to, you know, kind of push them into doing what they're supposed to do. So you can't be a friend and a coach. So Darvin Ham, he may be a nice guy, and I think he's a nice guy in my opinion. However, he's not the coach, because the coach has to be respected and has to be able to get on the guy's cases. And I don't think Darvin Ham can do that.
Yeah.
He'd be too busy trying to be their friend, in my opinion.
So Woody's basically making the argument players coach versus disciplinary coach. Players coach versus, you know, do it my way or else. I don't think players react anymore well to do it my way outside of Greg Popovich. There are a couple of guys, Eric Spoelstra. There are a few guys out there that are in that category. But for the most part, player coaches is the way of the modern NBA. It is a player's league. So in this case, I just look at it and say, when I see that level of disengagement, when I see that level of just casualness, I mean, where is the fight? Where is the passion? Where is the energy? Byron Scott saying last night it's about effort. There isn't any.
There is none. And it may not be totally on Darvin Ham, like Momo was saying, who's walking in with nut milk right now.
Oh, did you make it?
Yeah. Done.
Oh, this is amazing. By the way, this was all on Picture in Picture on the YouTube page at the exact same time.
Fantastic.
So this is amazing.
No date.
Okay.
And this is the one with date. Lindsay was the taste tester.
What did she say?
What did
she
date?
So wait, now, Momo, you've said in the past that you want honesty, not just to say like, oh, I think this is good. Do you want us to be honest?
Yeah.
Do you want us to be honest, or do you want us to just say, this is really good?
Well, I mean, is it going to be as good as my almond breeze at home? That almond breeze stuff I got? It's not going to be as good?
It's better.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, this is really exciting.
Nut
milk is coming in.
Like a cup of fresh nut milk.
Oh, I got the Travis and Sliwa cup. Look at that.
Yeah.
All right, should we cheers? Let's get a little cheers.
Going. All right. Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Wait, hold on. Here's the.
Oh.
Here's the,
okay.
You can have that.
Ready?
I like the plain.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
No, it's good. I can taste the nutty.
This is really good.
It's good. it's
not sweet. Which
no, it's
I like.
Not sweet at
it's
all.
It's not sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's actually pretty delicious.
I think it's pretty delicious.
Yeah.
It is.
This is the one that has no date in it. That's the one that's
it's
even
like
less sweet.
It's like flavored, like a milk flavored water. I'm fine with this.
Yeah. Momo.
It's all right.
Well done, Momo.
Can you make other nut
I can
milk?
Taste the
can
almond.
Can you make
cashew
walnut
milk? Walnuts.
You have
macadamia nuts.
What about pistachio
them.
Milk?
Pistachios. It's not as good.
Pistachio.
Yeah,
good. Have you tried
pistachio?
You know
what pistachio? The next level with that is?
What?
Add a little fruit to it and be like, I got some strawberry almond milk.
Oh, I see.
It smells good too. I like
it's,
of it.
I think it's delicious.
What does
Momo?
Brian think of it?
Brian, did you try nut milk?
Yeah, I just tried it. A little plain. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you for being honest.
Wow.
I love almond milk too, man. Okay.
So this is almond breeze is better to you.
Yeah, I just had that
did
this
you,
morning.
Yeah.
Did you try
all this like xanthan gum and emulsifier.
Here's the difference between your nut milk and almond breeze.
Right.
Yours is more watery.
Yeah, that's right. I could make it creamier if you want, but I thought.
I think
Brian's
you need a creamier
like,
nut milk.
Go make creamier nut milk.
I can't
make
y'all.
Careful. So can I try the one with the date?
This
is
the
one
with the date.
The one without
it was
the
good.
Date.
Oh.
The one without the date.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just take a sip of the one without the date.
I don't know.
I like the one with the date.
You know what makes me think? I miss xanthan gum. It could use some xanthan gum.
You need some preservatives.
It tastes very similar.
I know.
Yeah.
You could go 2 dates.
Oh, wow. It's all there.
Long
2 days.
Pause.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Yeah. Momo, I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Now,
thanks.
Is it worth the effort?
It wasn't that much.
No, but I mean, you're soaking nuts and you're
at
waiting overnight.
10 o'clock at night.
And you're, I mean, is
I put
it,
some nuts in a bowl and let them swell up.
But
it wasn't
it
a big deal.
Is it really worth the effort, or could you just buy the quart of nut milk?
Yeah, but I'm trying
store?
To eat super clean. It's all those preservatives in there. It's all the emulsifier. Like, you know, like, isn't it weird to you that you could have some almond milk that sits in your pantry for 6 months and it won't go bad? It's a little weird, right?
That's a little weird.
That is very strange.
I would never.
Like,
have
you don't even have to refrigerate it.
Is there an expiration date on almond
milk?
You
have to refrigerate it.
A long time, I think.
So I bought I bought oat milk in like September, and I just threw it away. Like it was,
and it worked.
It probably is still good.
Can you make oat milk?
I got rid of it.
Can you make oat milk?
Oh, oat milk. I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure I could.
You just swell the oats.
I think
probably.
You would swell the oats.
Blend them up,
and I think that's what it is.
Same kind of deal.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
you know, they all have different soaking times.
Yes.
Like cashews, you only have to do for 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
And then almonds are 8 hours, yep. And then pistachios are like four to six.
Oh, you've really done your homework on this.
I really just like the almonds. Yeah. I tried the cashews, and it was not my favorite. Needed more dates or something.
Have you ever had rice milk?
No. Yeah, that's good. It's really good.
Yeah, rice milk is good.
Yeah, but that's super sugary and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because rice is super sugary?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just like a straight carb, white
yeah,
rice.
It is straight carb. Yeah,
that's true. What if it was brown rice?
Horchata, rice milk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Literally horchata, what horchata is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't think I could do it, huh?
Mama, I'm impressed.
It was good.
This is good in the fridge for 4 to 5 days.
4 to 5 days. Okay.
It's perfect in your coffee.
Sedano's going to be here later. You have to have him try the nut milk.
Just put it in the fridge. It tastes better
cold. He was skeptical.
It tastes better cold. We put it in the fridge for him.
Very skeptical.
He actually texted saying, is Momo going to do the nut milk thing? I said, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. Coming up next, we'll take
Should
a little...
Should I do my Julia Child voice as I do it? No?
We'll take a little turn. I actually found a list of the best-selling jerseys in the league. Brand new
Did
list.
You?
Brand
okay,
new.
Okay, sorry.
Brand new.
It's just coming out.
List. Best-selling jerseys in the league. There are some surprises on there. We'll do that coming up next. Don't forget, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. Hey, what did we say? What's going to be on the quiz on Friday? Listen all week, including between 2 and 4 this afternoon, the last 2 hours of our show. Be sure to take notes. And then Friday, there's a pop quiz. You could be sitting in the fifth row at Lakers, Narlins, February 9th. BB Go is the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A little while ago, we talked about Alyssa Milano's desperate attempts to get her son to Cooperstown.
How much has that raised so far?
I did not look.
$5.
$5,
no,
really?
I have no idea. But like, is anybody actually going to put money into that?
I am not. But I do have one that maybe we should. This would be very interesting for us. So one of our really good listeners and tweeters, Jesse Hyman, sent us this.
What's up, Jesse?
It is from a Clippers fan. Okay? But before you jump on it, listen to this. I'm not one to ask for help, Clippers Nation, but my home caught on fire yesterday and we lost it. Please repost, share, and help any way you can. My family needs all the help to get through the difficult times. There are pictures of it. This guy's house just...
This is Jesse?
No. This is a guy named Anthony Zell.
Clipper fan.
A Clipper fan. Now, the house is just... I mean, it's a disaster.
Done.
He's located in Santa Barbara. We should get behind this guy a little bit, even though he's a Clippers fan. Get behind this guy.
Yeah, you could ignore the Clippers.
We can be magnanimous here.
Doesn't matter.
He's
a Clipper fan.
Very cool.
He's a basketball fan.
Anthony Zell. I'm going to retweet the link to make a donation to him. But God bless him, his family. He says he's got 3 dogs and 11 people in the family.
Wow.
So, it's a big house. He lost everything. It was their home of 26 years. So I will retweet this. If you are in a giving spirit, if you've got a choice between Alyssa Milano's son or Anthony Zell, who lost his house, go with Anthony Zell, who lost his house.
Probably the better way to go.
Going to make a donation at the next break. All right. So best-selling jerseys in the NBA. They release this list every year. This is the list for 2023.
Okay.
And I want you guys to try to figure out
the
correct order. You do it together, and 3 strikes, and you're out.
So it's like a game.
It is a game.
So we go with the obvious ones. LeBron is obviously on that.
Yeah.
LeBron
Steph
is...
Steph Curry.
Yes.
Steph Curry is number one.
Number one. Wow.
LeBron is number 3.
Okay. So I think Embiid would be on there?
No.
No? Yeah, Jokic?
No.
Really?
No.
Giannis.
Okay. By the way, those are good calls.
Oh, yeah. Dame Lillard's going to be on there.
See, I wouldn't go with
he's
number
new.
10, Dame yeah. Lillard.
Because he has a new jersey.
Oh, wait, but yeah. Embiid and Jokic, you're saying, are on there.
No, Jokic is number 14 and Embiid is number 12.
Oh, you're right. Wow, yeah. Why is that?
They're big men. They don't sell shoes. They don't sell
jerseys.
And they've
also been with their teams for a long time.
People already have those.
Like SGA.
I'm going to go with Wembanyama.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Number Wemby. Four, yeah. Wemby's number four.
So it's guys on new teams is what you're saying. It's not like Giannis who's been
the
there
rest
for a long
of
time.
These, not new teams.
Okay, hold on. Did we already say Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis is number five.
Okay, Kyrie Irving.
That's usually on there, I would think.
No, Kyrie Irving not,
really?
Not in the top 15.
Okay, I'm just looking at all-star votes. Think of the all-star
so what about
votes.
In Boston, and well, Luka's a good one. Luka. And so was and Jason Tatum, maybe?
You want both?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, number two, and Luka is number six.
So good. What are we missing?
So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
AD.
And then you're open 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Oh, no, 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9.
Lillard is number 10.
Laura said AD, but I don't think AD is going to be on there. No.
Could be a Laker effect, but let's just think some more.
Some more. So
are people really buying a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander jersey?
He's really good, though. So
I know. He is. I'm gonna go with Anthony Edwards.
Oh, that's a good one. Or Kat. Oh, what do you think?
No.
No? Again, big man.
Anthony Edwards. Really?
Anthony Edwards not in the top 15. Okay. So you got one strike left to get number 7,
Kevin
8,
Durant?
And 9.
Oh, Durant should be. Or Durant or Booker.
You're on the right path.
We're going to go with Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, number 8.
Great. Not Booker? This is your world more than mine. Booker? Okay, yeah. Booker on there.
Let's go with Booker.
Booker's number 7. So number 9 is, I would have never guessed in a million years.
Let me see if I can get it. Let me see.
Never guessed in a million years.
Eastern Conference or Western Conference?
Eastern Conference.
Hmm.
Going to make it harder.
It's either Tyrese Maxey or Jalen Brunson.
What about Trae Young?
Which one, Momo?
Tyrese Maxey.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, nice job.
Tyrese Maxey, number...
Philly fans are huge.
9. So,
but no Embiid, but Maxey.
But they already have Embiid jerseys.
Right.
Maxey's a big up-and-comer.
Yeah, that's true.
So here's the official list.
Yes, that was a good pull right there.
Steph,
nice job.
Jason Tatum, LeBron, Wemby, Giannis, Luka, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Tyrese Maxey, Dame Lillard.
Interesting.
Those are the 10.
That is really interesting that both those Suns guys are on there.
Yeah.
Because they've been there.
Yeah.
Like Booker's been there forever.
By the way, John Morant number 11, Joel Embiid number 12, so he was on the list. Mm-hmm. LaMelo Ball is number 13.
Still?
Nikola Jokic number 14, and De'Aaron Fox is number 15.
Yeah, I can see Fox, but that's a smaller market.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lakers sell the most merch. I've got team numbers. Lakers sell the most merch. Who sells the second most merch?
Warriors.
Yeah.
Warriors number 3. Number 2 is
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When I walked out the door today, I realized I'm wearing like a Boston Celtics green.
No, it's not Kelly green.
Not at all.
That's like teal.
It's not even teal.
It's closer to blue.
I don't wear anything green.
I'm wearing green now.
Way more blue.
Wait a minute. You think this is blue?
That is blue.
That's
blue.
Like a teal.
This is not. This is green.
No, that's like a tealish.
Are you colorblind?
Are you blind?
That is blue.
Are you blind?
That's a teal color.
I'm going to look.
This is green. This is green.
Mason, this is green. What I'm wearing is green.
That is nowhere
that's
near
like,
green.
That's
like olivey, but you know.
I wouldn't call that turquoise. That is not
green. It's like a
green.
Shade of green, but.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's not green.
A certain shade of green?
Right. Look green, look.
Green adjacent.
Wait, that's different.
Green.
No.
Same color.
No.
It's the same color.
No, that's blue.
You're colorblind, Mace. Did we just learn something?
I'm not colorblind.
That's like not even close to green.
Yeah, that's not close at all.
This is like the dress all over.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not Celtics green.
No, Celtics green is green.
No, but
ugly
Ireland
green.
Won't wear green at all.
Wow.
Yeah,
he shouldn't.
He struck green from his all greens from his wardrobe.
So this is close. What color is that?
That's a blue.
That's the same color as yours.
It's not the same color. It's not the same color.
Let me see.
You guys are totally blind.
This is very similar.
Oh, Mace. Yes, it is. Super
very
close.
Very
yeah.
Similar. Very similar.
I'm done with
Mace.
Talking about my quarter zip.
You're ridiculous. Wow, I didn't realize you were so colorblind.
I'm the ridiculous one.
Yeah, it's not like you came up with two different emojis for the hourglass.
Oh, right. You did the deep dive.
He's so happy about that. Yeah, I don't even know.
Can you scene set where you were when you were looking this up and then how you reacted when you found it?
I woke up and I was searching Twitter and I saw the hourglass thing. I was like, oh, this is great. I love passive aggressive brawn. So I saw that. And
you
I was
didn't
like,
see that at night? You
no,
were
I was
in
just,
bed?
When you texted me, I was already asleep.
Oh, wow. It yeah, wasn't that
the
late.
Game ended at 6:45. I got to bed early.
Okay.
Then after I saw the hourglass emoji, I decided I'm going to look this up. Is there more than one?
So what time of the morning is this? Like first thing in the morning, this is what you're doing?
6 o'clock, 6:15.
Are you still in bed doing this?
No. Walking my dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then you go down.
And then I was like, you know what? I wonder if there's different types of emojis because I saw all the sand was at the bottom.
Right.
And I wanted to see it. And then there was two. And I got really excited.
And did you text anybody?
No. I saved
it
for the radio.
You saved it? And you
I saved
like,
it for the radio.
Yeah. No, that's smart.
This is big stuff.
Yeah,
this
is big stuff.
This is big stuff.
You're like, I got something good today.
Something
you walked in the office and you were like.
Oh, you don't want to have the other conversation.
Momo, something's got to happen, though. Something's. Yeah, I mean, agreed. I Darvin Ham. That's on the table. The only guy. I
Who
mean,
are you gonna get that's better than Darvin?
Would it make a big deal? I mean, I've read a bunch of stuff. If Phil Handy moved over to the head coach seat,
does that do anything?
Phil Handy, and I think Phil's a great assistant coach, but he's never even been close to the head coach's seat.
Is there somebody out he's there like, that would be like, oh, that's
Doc Rivers?
The
but he's in Milwaukee.
No, who does no, LeBron
no, no.
want?
We don't want
that's
Doc,
the
no,
question.
No.
Who does LeBron want? Do you think LeBron still wants Darvin Ham?
I'm trying to think of who's available.
Budenholzer.
You want
Budenholzer.
Budenholzer just got blasted out of Milwaukee.
You want Terry Stotts? He's available. Yeah. You want Lionel Hollins, who was on the staff a few years ago? You want that? I mean, who do you want? Who's out there that you want?
You know
Nate
who I want?
McMillan? You want Nate McMillan?
You know who I want? I want Frank Vogel.
He's in Phoenix.
I know, but I would love to still have Frank Vogel doing this.
He should be here.
You know, like, who do you want that you can get?
I think you got to ask LeBron.
You want Steve Nash?
That didn't work out in Brooklyn.
I mean,
I remember his last stint here. So you've got multiple choices, right? You can blow out the coach, replace him. You can make wholesale changes on the roster. And I think the moves have got to be significant in order for this team to get much better.
Yeah.
Which is the path you think they go? You think they go trade deadline?
Yeah, I think they go trade deadline. And I think it's a tweak at the margin or thread the needle like
is
last
year.
Is that
enough? Think a tweak at the margin?
It can't be they
enough.
Did last year and it was enough?
You can't just tweak the margin on this thing.
I mean, you bought four different guys in last year that all had a specific skill set that went to what you were trying to do. This, if you're saying on the margins, it's just somebody like what?
Finney-Smith?
Tyus Jones?
Dorian Finney-Smith is out there.
But that's not changing what's going on with this team. That's not changing the defensive presence that's out there. It's not changing being able to beat Denver.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're in a really tough spot. Because
I think they're not a regular season team.
Yeah.
And their whole job is to get to the playoffs and try to do what they did last year, go on a run. Who in the Western Conference would you say they can't beat in a 7-game series? The only
Denver?
Team I don't think they can beat in a 7-game series is Denver. But what if you don't end up
you
on their side
You would favor
of the
them
bracket?
In every other matchup
against the Clippers.
I don't know if I would favor them, but I would give them a chance.
Do you think they could beat the Clippers
yes.
in a 7-game series?
They beat them twice already this year.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
that's
not
in
the playoffs.
I mean,
this
team has gone south. Yeah. That team
has
gotten
better.
Okay, so
they look good now. But, okay, Minnesota, that'd be a tough matchup because of their size.
Yeah, very tough.
But I think the Lakers would have a good chance. They beat them last year in the play-in game.
Could they beat Oklahoma City?
Yes, they beat Oklahoma City before.
But I don't think it's about what they do in the
regular season. Can they beat Dallas? Absolutely, they can beat
Dallas.
Yeah,
that's not very good.
Can they beat the Warriors? Yes, they can beat the Warriors.
By the way,
the Pelicans?
That Dallas and Oklahoma City thing, just go look at the three-point shooting. Those were flukes. That allowed the Lakers to win. They don't defend the three very well.
Yeah, they shoot the lights
out. And they absolutely missed everything on those nights that the Lakers beat OKC and the Lakers beat Dallas.
And the Lakers made everything.
Yeah, and the Lakers made everything.
And by the way, that's coaching, by the way, not guarding the three-point line. That is very much a coaching system thing.
It's also having D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves as your starting backcourt.
Okay, so then shouldn't you move one or both of those guys?
Yeah, they tried that, and they went with a defensive lineup and couldn't score.
By the way, speaking of last night, D'Angelo Russell, I felt so bad. We don't want you. That's such a brutal.
Third team in Brooklyn to make something happen.
Yeah, Brooklyn's the team that, at least according to someone that I follow.
It's out there. I know. It's Bobby Marks is the one who threw that theoretical
straight
out.
It was a theoretical trade.
It was not something. I think there have been conversations with the Nets about Dinwiddie and some construction for D'Lo and Dinwiddie, because Dinwiddie's not really even playing there. He's sitting the bench mode. They're playing like Dennis Smith Jr. there, and Dinwiddie's kind of languishing on the bench.
Yeah, this is actually Windhorst. Russell, who played for the Nets two seasons earlier this year, has been subject of trade rumors. If they do make a deal, it would likely be for a guard. Former All-Star D'Angelo Russell has been among those names floated with an expiring $20.3 million deal. Spencer Dinwiddie is likely the fulcrum in any big move before the deadline.
He was good in Dallas a couple years ago.
And Washington. I think he's a feisty guy, and he plays well with better players. He will thrive playing alongside Braun or somebody. I think that's more of what you're talking about. Unless the Hawks decide to do DeJounte Murray.
So between the two, would you rather have DeJounte Murray or Spencer Dinwiddie?
It depends on what it's costing.
Dinwiddie is an expiring, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Correct. I'd rather have Murray. I think Murray's a really good player, and he's younger, and he's a better defender. But I like Dinwiddie. I've always liked his game. He is a feisty guy. He's got that toughness.
I was standing there when he won the skills competition at the All-Star game when it was at Crypto a couple years.
But he's a good story. He's a good, like, he had all these knee injuries in college and then still kind of worked his way back into the NBA. He's feisty. He plays well with other stars. Like, he played well with Luka, right? He would do well in a system like this. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, coming up next for you, Momo, bad news. I've got bad news for you specifically.
Oh, gosh.
That's coming up next. In the meantime, what do you got there?
You know, did you know that it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait? Well, if you're listening today, I've got some advice. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find a qualified candidate for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which may make them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how ZipRecruiter can work to help you. Hire 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.5 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So you guys don't know what the color green looks like?
No, you don't know what the color green looks like.
You know, can we take some photos and put them on social?
I'm doing it right now.
Can we do a colorblind test on Mason?
It's not a colorblind. I'm not colorblind.
Remember the whole dress thing? It was either black and blue.
That's exactly. It reminds me of that. It's this gold white.
Yeah. Hey, Mason, what color
am I
wearing?
It was black and blue.
What color am I wearing?
Obviously, that's pink. yeah, no, I'm going to send a picture of this out because I think it's... Oh, look.
How many do you need? Do you want to keep moving around your body?
Take a picture of
no,
you?
No, you know how you do selfies and people know, do it from different angles now?
You're just... That looks like one
that looks really wrong
takes.
Right
so
now.
The 19-month-old is like, and then I get all these photos on my phone later like, who took these? Oh, okay.
I think I've
was
got
it Daniel? He was just taking pictures?
Yeah. All right, so I wanted to... Oh, are you a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan? Comes back on Sunday night.
Oh, is this Sunday?
For what is reportedly going to be the last season. Although
I feel like
he said
that's
that
the
before.
Elton John thing, too.
He said that before.
How many
last
times has
season,
he done that?
Last season, last tour.
Yeah, he said it multiple times. But you remember, you don't watch it?
I have seen episodes of it before. I enjoy it, but I don't watch it like you guys do.
Okay. No, yeah,
it's one of the best shows ever on television.
We hang on every inappropriate joke. So ahead of Curb Your Enthusiasm... Latte Larry's Spite Stores are popping up in Los Angeles.
Great season, by the way.
Two Minotti's coffee locations are now serving up brew and extra dry scones from February 2nd to February the 4th. You don't know this story?
I have no idea.
Okay, so somebody opened a coffee shop, and then Larry opened a spite store right next to it, another coffee shop. And he served dry scones. He wanted his scones to be dry.
And the coffee just wasn't hot.
Well, coffee wasn't hot.
Lukewarm coffee.
This is cold. He's like, like I'm putting my finger in it. It's not hot.
Yes. it's fantastic. And they're also selling all kinds of Curb Your Enthusiasm stuff, and they have a special signature roast of Latte Larry's beans. So that is going on at two locations of Manatee's, and Sunday night is
okay.
Fantastic.
Is this in cooperation with the Curb people, or are they just profiting off of them?
Well, there's a big sign, Larry's Latte, hot cup of spite. On the side of the
it's
building, so I assume, and there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm logo, so I think that Curb Your Enthusiasm was involved in this.
Some kind of
yeah,
smart.
So it's some sort of pop up for the return of the show.
It's just marketing, and it's smart marketing. A lot of people do that. Like
I was going to say we should call. Would it be cool to have Susie Essman on the show?
Sure,
Susie. Who plays Susie?
I mean, she was on the Culture Pop podcast.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's really, really funny.
Do it, but make sure Ireland's here that day.
Yeah. No, Ireland be good on that. All right. So, Curb on, and are you watching True Detective?
No, it was Jodie Foster.
Yeah,
I watched the first season, couldn't get into the second one, and I just stopped.
But look, every season is its different, own thing. Yeah. You should check this one out. It's got the creepiest crime.
Too scary.
Or is it a crime? I don't know.
I haven't so seen scary. It yet. I didn't see the first season either, so should I watch the
first season?
The first
season was really good.
You don't need to watch any of the previous seasons to watch this season. Mm-mm. It's a completely different story.
Yeah. Sure, I get that, but should I watch the first season and then the fifth season, or is it fifth?
No, I would like...
Fourth.
I would try to be on season four. You can always go back and watch season one.
So
season
watch
two,
this
season
one.
Three suck.
Because it's like zeitgeist stuff.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. It's like I got.
It's good.
I didn't like season two, and then I just stopped.
Yeah.
But it's not cumulative. It's one of those.
Yeah,
like
exactly. It's a brand new story.
Standalone.
I do like Jodie Foster.
Do you guys have Paramount Plus?
Yes.
Maybe.
So no.
No idea. Probably.
Really?
Not sure.
Yeah.
So I ended up, after we watched the show, the True Detective show, we were like, oh, what are we going to watch? And we stumbled upon, and I think it's on Netflix too, School Spirits.
No, I watched that.
Really good.
It is really good. I think there's going to be a second season.
It is.
Is it one of the, it's like a cheerleader team or something?
So no. It's about a girl who dies within the school and is stuck in like purgatory in the school.
Oh, what a terrible place.
But there's other dead people
there's
within
so
there.
There's so much going on, and we were like, oh, this is going to be such a trash show, right? But we're like, whatever, it's 1 a.m, let's just put it on.
Yep.
And we were like, not super sold. The end of the first episode, we're like, oh, crap, go to the next one. Huh. And then every end of the episode leaves you to go to the next one, and then you get to the end of it, and you're like, oh, crap, I need the new season.
Yeah. I watched the whole season in maybe 2-3 days.
Same.
My brother's watching the Sofia Vergara show.
Oh,
Griselda.
Griselda,
where she
Griselda.
Plays like a crime kingpin, right?
Yeah. She's like the creators of Narcos.
Supposed to be super violent, and she's great and kind of unrecognizable.
Yeah. She is amazing in it.
All right, I'm just sort of
this is great.
Working
it's
around
already,
the
It's
Lakers.
Already been tweeted.
Oh, you've already, okay.
No, is Mason wearing green or blue?
Green. It's green.
It's teal.
It's blue. Green.
I think the lights make
blue.
It.
You
it's
clearly
close.
Know it's not blue. It's,
it's
not
a
blue.
Mixture
it's
blue and green.
It's blue than green.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But in this photo, the lights do make it look a little greener.
Thank you. Because it's green.
It's so not
much
green.
Why it looks greener.
It's so much closer
okay,
to blue.
Okay, give me your Amazon.
Amazon?
Because I'm sure that's where you got it.
I don't even know where I got this. I've been digging up old clothes.
Oh.
Yeah, like stuff that I've been cleaning out my closet, like I'm giving some clothes away and I'm trying to organize the stuff I got.
It's very fulfilling.
Stuff that I would wear and stuff I would never wear.
Right.
Like I had this really cool shirt that I wore one time. It's Rob Manfred with a clown nose.
Well, yes.
Now, I wore that one time, but I was
did
like.
Did he have a piece of tin next to him?
Yeah, he had a trash can. Yeah, a piece of tin. So that's the kind of stuff I'm like, oh, I wore it once. I'm moving on. But I think it's starting to, because my closet for a long time was just a big pile of clothes.
Yeah.
It's starting to sort itself out.
It's the best thing when you go shopping in your own closet.
Yeah.
100%.
Find that. I found it in the back of my closet.
Yep.
I haven't worn it in four
years. Yeah, that's where this came from.
Who was that fake lady that just told you to whatever
Maria
to give you joy?
Kondo.
Maria Kondo.
Marie Kondo.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her? She was a big thing for
such,
a minute.
Yeah. Such a sham. Total fake. I hated that whole thing. Because, of course, she just said, like, put everything onto your bed and just pick out what you like.
You know
of
what,
course.
The problem that with her is she makes you do all the work yourself.
That's what it is.
You want Maria
Sham.
Kondo to show up at your house and
no,
sort through
I've had an organizer come to my house.
Oh, my God.
I really have. She's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you, 1%. Go ahead.
Okay. So before I had the second kid, I went through a phase. I was like, this house needs to be clean. I need to just organize everything. It's a mess. Blah. And so I went on Thumbtack where you find people for jobs
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
And I found an organizer. Her name is Jordan. And she comes over. And like I have to sit with her And I have to like say yes or no, but she does all the heavy lifting. Yep. She does all the sorting. She puts it in the bag. She does all. It's great.
Right. But here's the thing. Not everybody has got a professional organizer money. Like, that's why I just watch them. I'm not going to buy an organizer or hire an organizer.
You could do it for like one day.
I'm doing it myself.
You could do it in 8 hours.
Doing myself.
But somebody to sit there and make you do
it. One shelf at a time. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Right. That's why Marie Kondo was a sham.
Well, I'm doing exactly what she said.
But she had a whole show because you do exactly what you're supposed to do. You're doing what you're supposed to
do. Yeah, I know, you're right.
Ridiculous. Can we do a sup full?
Yeah, we're going to do what's up. Well, first, I want to remind everybody that our Pickleball Madness tournament is coming up on March the 23rd, which is a very important day in American history. It is the date that marks the 20th anniversary of the Mason and Ireland show on ESPN. It is at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. If you want to sign up, it's $100 a team, beginner through intermediate levels, and co-ed teams are eligible. Go to ESPNLA.com and sign up. There's probably a spot or two left. Momo, did you make a determination on pickleball?
I think I'm going to be a game time decision.
I'm going to be one of those. Yeah. All right.
I think Laura wants to play with you.
I mean, I will play, but I have some other stuff that like could come up, at, you know, and I don't know until right now.
You know who my pickleball partner is?
Yeah.
Lindsay Baseball.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice
that we've mended that whole
rift that you mended it.
I actually think that you guys have a lot more in common than you think.
We do. Mm-hmm. They have too much in common.
Midwest, Ohio. We just didn't work well together.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought you did.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No, behind the scenes, no.
Oh, okay.
Right. On the air is great.
Yeah, on the air.
But behind the scenes, no. Like, I get along with Bergman better than I get along with Lindsay in that sort of professional sense. Yeah.
Right. And then all she's done is gone on win producer of the year every year.
And win all the awards.
And well deserved. And well deserved. All right. Coming up next is What's Up, Fool? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob and Ronnie. So. Here's the thing about Jacob. He's a guy that you can trust. Oh, there it is. Thank you. If you're injured in a car accident of any kind, a guy stopped short behind me and I thought, oh, I'm gonna get hit. Just stopped in time. But if that kind of thing has happened to you, you're probably wondering what are some of the advantages of hiring Jacob. First of all, you're hiring somebody who's been doing this for 25 years. Come on. The simplest answer, Jacob and his team is going to hold your hand throughout the entire process. They're going to handle everything from the phone calls to the rental car to getting your car fixed to finding you a doctor in your area. All the stuff that you got to do after an accident, let Jacob do it for you. They're going to deal with the insurance company on your behalf. Jacob will immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve, and with 25 years of experience, he's got the rep and the clout to get you the compensation that you deserve. So if you're injured in any kind of accident, only one name to remember, it is Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget, you can follow him on Instagram. Go to @call.Jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Take it away, Laura.
Thank you. I was like, I wonder who's throwing it to me. All right, guys. I know people do just about anything on social media to get clout. This guy is an actual influencer, and he went to Costco and ate Costco hot dogs for an entire week. That's all he ate. The Costco hot dog and the soda for an entire week.
Okay.
Claims he lost 4 pounds.
Ugh.
Was he eating multiple meals of hot dogs?
Yeah, that's like from entire
breakfast,
week. That was breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever.
So 3 times a day he was
Times a day, okay. Yeah. He was eating Costco hot dogs and the soda or whatever he was, you know, drinking in the soda.
Sure,
you buy.
Sure.
Here's my thing, though. Because he lost 4 pounds, mm-hmm. He said it's not diet advice. But I want to know what weird cheap food you would be able to eat for an entire week, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, jeez.
Because, you know, the hot dog is $1.50.
That's hard to come up with something that cheap.
Okay, maybe not that cheap, but you know,
like that you can
bean burritos, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell bean burritos, yeah.
Okay.
You got a rise out of Brian there.
Brian was like, oh yeah. I wonder why he would eat that all the time.
Who knows why?
I mean, along the same vein, like Del Taco, I can eat the Del Taco tacos all the time.
Double oh yeah.
Yeah.
Another oh yeah.
Double oh yeah.
You know, I went one. Now,
that's funny.
Do you think a dozen wings would go for this?
Can you eat a dozen wings times a day?
No, 3 times a day?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No.
When I was at Bowling Green, I go through runs where you eat the same thing every day for a while, sure. Then you get sick of it, you never eat it again. There was a stretch at Bowling Green, probably 6 weeks, where I ate nothing but two packages of wings, 24 wings a day. That's what I ate. That's what I lived on completely. Wow. Blue cheese dressing and wings. And
lemon pepper?
No, not lemon pepper. Spicy buffalo.
No. Lemon pepper's the best. So
I don't even think they had lemon pepper in those days.
They just created lemon pepper last year.
Lemon and pepper were invited.
Say it again.
Invented before I went to Bowling Green. So it was there. It was there. Yeah. But that would probably be the kind of thing. Like right now, for example, when I get home, I eat two little bags of popcorn and some pistachios, and that's it till dinner. Like I eat the same thing every single
and
day.
And you with your Brussels sprouts and sauerkraut.
Brussels sprouts
are you
is
still
another
doing
one.
That?
I'm still doing sauerkraut. I'm not doing Brussels sprouts. I went on a run.
Yeah.
And I wore it out. This is what my dad used to say. Went on a run, wore it out. Like right now, I've got a particular regimen that I'm going with, and I stick with it. And once I'm done with it, like I'll never eat another pistachio.
I need to look at my Grubhub and see what I actually get.
Oh yeah,
consistently
wings. I could eat wings.
I do Uber Eats but
all day, every day. Wings.
What about you, Brian?
Ono Hawaiian barbecue. Have you ever had an Ono Hawaiian barbecue?
That's good.
Oh, it's
good.
Really good.
Yeah. Brian, what about you? Cheap
could probably
food?
Probably do a slice of pizza every meal.
Oh.
They do say that a slice of pizza is better for breakfast than most things people eat for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why is that? Never heard that?
No.
Because, you know, all those sugary cereals or pancakes or something like that.
You mean it's no good for me to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch every morning?
Just have a slice of pizza.
Yeah, just a
slice
of pizza.
Wow, I haven't had Cinnamon Toast Crunch since I was five.
So one of my makeup artist friends, she was giving me a whole long speech about how tequila has probiotics.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I was like, where did you
get
that
really
from?
Have
I don't think so, but she really seems to believe that.
We were talking yesterday about this Culture Pop soda that has got live.
Is it Olipop?
What's Olipop?
That has the live probiotics.
Oh, no, this is Culture Pop. This is literally a soda called Culture Pop.
So they ripped
off
your podcast name.
Or I ripped off theirs. I'm not sure which. But it's got live cultures in it. So you're actually getting delicious soda and you're getting your probiotics.
What are they called? CPUs?
CPUs.
No, is it CPUs?
No, I think it is.
That's a computer thing, right?
It's cost per unit.
Cultures per unit. No, I think that is.
No,
CPUs are cultures per unit.
C-U-P, like a cup.
Ding, 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 ding.
Cultures something.
You know what I would eat?
Was it CPU?
Somebody write me and tell me, is there really probiotics tequila?
Street tacos.
Somebody find that out.
Yeah. Three tacos?
Street tacos.
Pizza's the best breakfast food. I love that.
Street tacos.
Street tacos. Carne asada with some cilantro and some salsa.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I think you would lose weight eating street tacos.
Yeah, probably.
Taquitos. I could have taquitos all the time.
That's fried.
No, but that's fried.
It doesn't matter. They're so good.
That leads to my regular statement.
And guacamole.
I have never been to a Costco. Ever.
We need to change that, Mace. Come with me.
I don't really go either. I'm not a Costco person, but I have been.
Laura, you have a membership?
I have my mom has the executive black one, so we share. I love Costco, man.
Yeah.
Costco gas.
So Brian will agree with me here. Costco pizza, best pizza?
Top three.
Okay.
It's hit or miss sometimes.
It is hit or miss.
I honestly think the slices you get, it's probably the exact the same. The slices to me are better than the whole pizza. I don't know what it is.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's something to it.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
I agree.
You say stop, Momo?
Stop. That is such an insult to pizza makers everywhere. That's like,
no,
why?
I mean, it's not some like artisan pizza we're going for. It's just a good pizza.
Listen, if we're going to compare it to like Pizza Hut and Domino's, okay.
Wait a minute, we love Pizza Hut.
We love
Pizza
Hut.
I know,
Hut.
I like Pizza Hut a lot too. I really
Domino's
love,
is
I
good
actually,
too.
They're all good. They're all really good. But I actually do like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I do.
The stuff crust.
That was like what I ordered all through my college years. We had a
me
Pizza
too.
Hut nearby.
We lived on that.
CFU, by the way. CFU.
CFU. Cultures.
No.
Yeah, it's CFU.
Coral, floral, something.
No, it's cultures.
Colony forming unit.
Colony?
Sounds right.
Colony forming unit. Yeah,
probiotics.
CFU.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that to you.
It sounds like a...
Yeah, it does sound.
It sounds like.
What's that, foo? All right, guys. So Nick DePaula tweeted that Adidas surprised Damian Lillard during his return to Oregon with naming the Portland headquarters gymnasium court after after him. It's the first time Adidas has ever done this, and I wanted to know if you can have one thing named after you.
Ooh.
What would it be, and what brand would you want this to be named? Like, would it be Adidas?
The
Nike?
Corporate headquarters of whatever, or
yes.
Like
yes.
University
yes.
something.
I would like to have the Steve Mason School of Communications at Bowling Green State University.
All right.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's yeah. cool.
You have to write a big check.
I'm going to speak there in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still got to write a big check.
Yeah, you do. And I'm not that guy.
No.
No, I'm not write a big check guy.
I'm not.
But like, it would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Mama, where do you want your name?
How about my high school softball field?
There you go.
Oh,
I think that's excellent.
That's where I was going.
By the way, they could do that.
They could.
That's
make
actually a live possibility.
Definitely not the best player that's ever played there. We've had others who went on to have
more
illustrious careers.
Momo Field.
That's so cool.
Oh, that is cool.
A great idea.
I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Bergman?
How about the Santa Monica City Quad? City College. I went there and had a really good time there.
Yeah. Corporate Greg?
So, yeah. Corporate Greg.
Corporate
Square.
Greg Square.
We need Brian? One of those somewhere.
What was that?
What? Do you have a response?
Yeah, I'd go with the old college radio station I was at, and I'd name the studio Cohen Studio.
Cohen Studio.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Not
cool.
Bad.
Are
not
you
bad.
One?
Yeah, actually, I was. Brian took mine because I got into radio because of Mount Sac, so I would probably do
that's cool.
like the Romo Studios or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. That's
what
good.
About CY?
Hey, guys. We talked about this once, Momo, between takes on Around the Horn.
Yeah?
And I chose a library. That's what I would pick.
A library is
where?
Very nice.
Yeah. Where is the library? Where did Clint hang out?
Wherever it may be. I'm just hanging around the studio, doing some separate work. I'm over here in the back.
Disembodied voice.
Disembodied voice. My very sexy body is right here across the glass. I just want you to know that.
Got it. Handsome man community.
I'm just saying that I would choose a library to be named after me because I feel like, A, libraries don't get enough love in our culture, in our society.
Fact.
And two, you get smarter at a library.
Yeah. Libraries are
like
cool, man.
Yeah,
they are.
Libraries
are
very cool.
We take the baby there. They have like programs. They have like little kid programs all the time.
I've not been to a library in 30 years.
Do you know
what?
Can get... They have a...
Well, why would you go
to a
library?
I'm going to change your life, ready?
Yeah.
There's an app called Canopy. Canopy with a K.
Okay.
And if you have a library card, you can subscribe to it, and you get all these shows and movies from all around the world for free.
Oh, really?
Really cool.
Okay.
It's really cool.
I like physical books, too.
Check it out.
That's all.
All right.
Yeah, me too. I like real books.
Thank you, disembodied
I like the
voice.
Smell of books.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, the weird like the weird little smell that you get from a book.
Smell.
Yes. People think I'm weird, Momo,
because I'd
rather get a book.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I like my little Kindle.
It's better.
It's convenient.
Kindle's awesome. All right, there you have it. There is your What's Up
Fool. Once you give us an ID as well.
You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a good karma brand station.
Boom.
And coming up next for you, we're back to the hourglass. So tick. The sands of the hour. What is that
That's
expression?
So not it. The days of our lives.
Days of our lives. That one.
I don't know.
LeBron and the hourglass.
We'll get the music.
Some AI talk. I've got a really interesting thing to bounce off you guys about AI and actual use of it. We'll do it coming up. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN.